do this life because of the mercy of God from August 2017. That's why I share to you first about what happened on my life. So quite understandable how God message gave to us. It's hard to jump straight away to read this meaning on the past. So, brother and sister, if you hear my what I'm talking 100%, you will always say impossible, but now is possible if you open your heart and mind. If you understand what I'm talking, and you should use our head, eyes, and brain. Look at around us what's happening in this world. So we can tell also that God said the Philippines, as I called them, number one sinner, a sinner country. So I am a Filipino. I love being a Filipino, but I'm not proud of what the Filipinos doing. I don't tell this in generally, but most of my fellow Filipino, I can say that it's so sad to tell that there's so many bad people in there. I am a Filipino. It's so sad, but this is the truth. Why God said this, that Philippines is the number one sinner in this world? Some people say, why you say Philippines is number one sinner? They have so many in Syria, people killing people. In the other country, people killing people, country to country, fight to fight, you know? So this is not the base of Philippines, God, that this, they are the sinner. The base, why this is the base of God, why the Philippines become a sinner country, because of the religion. If you count the religion in the Philippines, there are so many. People, countries say that the Philippines is 80% Catholic. They are religious people, but it's not a religious for me, because of the use the name and the name of God, the words of God, sealing them. They sell the words of and the name of God to the people. So many religion established in the Philippines, but you couldn't say that is really that religion in different country. The popular one is the Catholic, and the Catholic is you can see everywhere in this country. But they have so many new religion in the Philippines. That's they only exist only in the Philippines, and they always say they are the ones saved. They are the ones telling, teaching the true faith. But for me, it's not the true faith. They just teach to people, it's all about money. So, other factors that why it become a sinner, this country, because of this all crazy things they done, like corruption. All the people sitting in the government, they are all corrupt. Corruption from the head to foot, they are corrupt. Even ordinary people, they're also corrupt. They're not only corrupt. Now, look at the happening, what's happening now in the Philippines. They are drugs manufacturer. They are selling drugs everywhere. The popular people sitting in the government, they are the one selling drugs. So we can say, we can tell that the Mrs. God is right. So now I try to explain this message of August 2, 2017. For those English people, they have there is a English translation here, and below the Tagalog message, so you can read this after and explain, and for the Tagalog also this understandable for you, brother and sister, they are so clear for you. I don't need to read one by one. I need also, I only read the main message of God gave us. Because the message of God is, this is not a literal. This is all parables. It's hard to understand. But for me, trying my best to read this according to the God message. For the Filipino people, I said, nasa isang lugar ako, na doon gagawin ng ano ang paligsahan. So pinakita ng Diyos sa akin yung agad show me the axe, the two axe, the other one is black with ribbon, the red ribbon, and the other one is a broken handle, and the burnished handle is broken, so broken one. So God said you have to choose one of them. So I chose the broken one. And then God asked me, Jesus Christ, he asked me that, why you choose the broken one? And then I told him that I'm comfortable with this one, to use the broken one. And he said to me that I will fix it for you. So it means, brother and sister, this message is, this is about the teaching. This is all about the religion that exists already in this world. The axe is the tools, the tools. So these tools, this is a symbol of the Bible used by the preacher. They always say that this is the word of God, but this is the one posing to the people to become a sinner. That's why the black one, sinner. So the red ribbon, that is called sign that you will be going to, you will going to hell. This is, when I read this, this is the one. So the one Pipilensyo na kapat di ako. How And then he said to me, I will fix it for you. All this this is the one this is the message of God that he gave the message to me that you have to do preaching and healing, preach and healing. So the all the backup from God is with me. So to fix the belief and faith to the people in God's will for salvation. So this is the one. So if you read the they said they give God Jesus Christ he gave to me Hang on. I need to read. I remember he gave me the broken part that he had handed me, and then he asked me to wash, to clean on the spring water. So when I going down, because in front of me they have a spring water, but it's not really clear. So he said to me, you have to wash this on the above you. So you have a toy step from where I standing. So I step again, and I saw the spring, and I washed the broken part. So it means this is the Bible now. They become dirty words because of the people twisting the words of God. So what's God doing now? Orders me to clean, to brought to people that this is not the real words of God from the Bible, because people change it and change. So many times they change it. And the message of God is already posted on my wall. He said that don't tell people that I didn't tell you. It means I don't teach people that it is not that's against from God. So what I'm sharing is all from Him. So I don't make any story, because I'm not doing this to establish religion, to put up a religion. I am all, until now I am a Catholic, but I don't believe all the teaching in the church is from God. So, and not all the words come out from the priest is from God. That's words is, this is from the people making the Bible. You make a Bible. That's why God said, Bible is created by devil. So they called it created by devil because of the people. People is devil. No spirit devil. No Satan devil. Spirit. No spirit called Satan. no demons. The demons and Satan and devils is people. So they are alive. It's hard to understand for the people reading Bibles because they believe in the Bible. They are all people they believe on the Bible is they are asleep. That's why they always fight and argue when you are sharing about the words of God, because they thought that the Bible is all from God, but they didn't think that there are so many words from there is from the people making money. Those people put up the religion for money. So continue to read the message, the path, and then he said to me, okay, we will continue to walk, and then I carry the long kayak, and then when I walk in, I saw the boat and on voyage, and then when I look at them, I saw the fishing net on the boat. So God, Jesus Christ said, because he said to me, follow me. So it means God said, I will follow him, what his message, and to teach to the people. And this kayak, this is the journey. What I'm doing now is sharing the words of God. And those both this you just let going on the ocean. You have a fishing net. It means the religion, like they are doing fishing. They trap the people, making trap using the words of God, using the name of God, and come asleep. And because it once you come asleep, you couldn't escape anymore. You're fighting what you learn and what is your faith. But that's why God said, leave it. You don't do anything. It means if people they don't believe me, I don't do anything anymore. Just what I do now is I did now is just share and share. So it's up to your brother and sister if you believe or not. The importance I did my obligation to Almighty God that I need to spread this word throughout the world. But it's more explanation in other videos maybe. So I try my best to explain in English so it will help to other people. So when I walk continue, and then I saw when I get in the place that there are so many people, and then some of them are almost hit on their face, in their head, and because the kayak is so long. So this message is those people are I hate them. It means I hate them using the words of God, like the message God said that please don't share my words. And this message, the number of sinners is the priests and the pastors, people in the church. So definitely, if they read this, all of this, what I'm written, they will get angry with me. That's why some of them is, they are angry. They are angry with me because of what I'm written. Because this is the truth. and telling the truth. So that's why people angry at what I'm doing now. That's why God said, when you're doing this, there are so many people after your life. They will kill you, but don't be scared. I'll go with you all the time. I'll be with you all the time. But even I know that my life is in danger, I'm still doing this. I'm still spreading this word of God because I believe that God is alive. I believe that God using me as instrument because of those messages of God, it was happened. So we'll continue. Did you remember that God said, you have to wash this and clean because I need this during the reward. It means during the competition reward. So the competition is, it means the religion to religion. They are teaching each other that they are claiming. They are claiming that they are the one teaching the true salvation. But all of them is me. So this is the one that the God message is the competition. The competition of teaching. So they are teaching about money, not the salvation, not a true salvation, not a true faith to the salvation to every one of us. So that is the words of God. So when I continue walking and follow Him, we reach the like a mountain. The place is the mountain. I'm following Jesus Christ, and he's walking so fast, and then I'm struggling to follow Him because I'm just scrolling and using my hand to hold on the grass and the small tree to move going forward, and then I saw the other way that's so clean and nice road, footpath, and footpath like a road. So I told him that why we didn't go there, and he said for me, and he said, ignore it, just follow me. So it means God said, even I struggle to share this word, just follow Him because this is the true faith. So, and I heard the sounds of the like a car at my back. So I just keep going to other side because I worried that the car will hit me. And then really passed to me, and then I'm so jealous with them because they going so fast. So God said, ignore them. So it means God, this message is, it means that people now is, they are so materialistic. They don't have God anymore. All these things, money, a car, and so many things that they have, this is the key to going to hell. That's why they easy to them to go there to you remember the road that I saw is, God said that not you, that is not for you. So this is the going to hell. So when I walk going to Jesus Christ, because he's I for me I couldn't see him anymore because he's on the top portion of the mountain. So I just try to get him at the peak, but I'm just struggling. But he said to me, because I told him that you didn't know that I'm struggling from the beginning of my life. But he said, you don't look back at what you have done, you have before. Just follow me, because the reward is waiting for you on the top of the mountain. So finally, while struggling, I reached on the top, and then I saw him standing in the middle of the wide place that is so nice place. And then I told to myself, thank you, Lord, I've done it. And he said to me, this is the one I told you, that the rewards for you is you live a long life, everlasting life with fire. So it means God said, whatever we have, whatever we have in our life while we're living, we don't need too much money. We just live a simple life. It's not bad to earn money, but in the good way, not in the bad ways. So even we are struggling, what we are doing while we're living, but the kingdom of God is waiting for you for the everlasting life with in the paradise of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brother and sister, this is the first a nice story of my dream. This is I give you credit this dream, but for me it's not a dream anymore. So thank you very much for listening. I hope it gives you quite understandable. So I try my best to share to English people. Thank you to all, and especially those who are joining on this live video. And thank you for watching. Sana unawaan ninyo ang mga sinasabi ko. At sana dalangin ko na marami pang English video na mailabas ko para ang mensahe ng Diyos ay makarating saan man sulok sa mundo. God bless you all. And praise the Lord.